The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 6th of December. Oh, 19 days till Christmas. 2018, all the best technology news has happened over the past couple of days. Coming your way in about 5 minutes. You say goodbye, and I say hello. Well, in actual fact, hello is actually saying goodbye. Yep, Google's got a lot of chat plans up their sleeves, and the first one on their agenda is to kill hello. Now, it ain't dead yet. It's actually ending in March of next year. And if you actually have conversation history over there, you'll be able to export it up until that time. Now, because of this, as you probably expected, the Messages app, well, that pretty much just sucks everything into it now. Yeah, it's already absorbed Allo's features for smart replies, GIFs, and even desktop support. Yep, this is just part of a lot of little changes and shakeups over there for the social side of Google happening right now. Google pretty much already said that the Hangouts, yeah, it would be going away pretty soon, and users would be upgraded to the Hangouts Chat and Hangouts Meet services that are actually currently available for businesses. Hey, Siri. Yeah, you ain't doing what I'm asking you to do. Imagine that. This time, though, it's shortcuts. They don't seem to be working correctly. How about for you? Yes, from what we're hearing on the interwebs, the Siri shortcuts for a lot of apps, they've not been working properly for quite a few iPhone users, well, basically since last Tuesday. Now, according to what we're hearing, it's not affecting all users, but personally, everybody I know, it's affecting them. However, though, third-party apps appear to be more affected than, of course, Apple apps. Imagine that. Apple's also said it doesn't appear to be related to anything to do with the release of iOS 12.1.1 either. But yeah, we all know how they've changed their minds before. Most likely has to do with some type of cloud-based service interruption. However, though, if you are having problems, there is kind of a workaround, though it's going to take up some of your time. You might be able to re-record your Siri shortcut phrases, and that might get them working again. And it may not. Hey, Facebookers, get ready for group stories. Yep, it's going to be rolling out all over the globe. Now, most of you are probably saying that I don't really care. Yeah, I'm kind of right there along with you. But those of you that don't know what group stories are, that's that casual and easy way to share fun, fast, fleeting moments with specific groups of people. You know, the ones you probably really care about. And your other 9,000 so-called friends, they don't need to know what's going on. Now, Facebook's wording of what group stories are, yeah, it's a little over the top. They describe it as you can see and feel and experience different points of view and connect more personally with other members in your group. Yeah. I don't know. Was anything actually broke with Facebook other than our privacy, of course? Your timeline's there. You interact with people you want to interact with. You unfollow those other people, but you still stay friends. I mean, it can be so simple. And finally, yep, 19 days to go till Christmas. That means we got another crap for Christmas for you today. Today's crap for Christmas, let me just say, how many of you are in the kitchen? Heck, I enjoy getting in the kitchen, do a little baking, do a little cooking every once in a while, but it's kind of a dangerous place. You know, somebody might actually benefit from, I don't know, bubble wrap. Well, thank heavens we have these things now. Bubble wrap oven mitts. Yeah, that's right. Now you can protect your hands in full bubble love. Now, before we go on, I'm sure you're asking questions. Won't these things melt? Well, that's the beauty of these things. See, they look like bubble wrap. They even feel like bubble wrap. But it ain't bubble wrap. Yes, this is a super tough silicone rubber mitt that actually just looks like bubble wrap. And apparently will withstand heat up to 600 degrees Fahrenheit. Not too bad. Now, once again, these are available from the folks over there at stupid.com. All you gotta do is search for hot bubble wrap oven gloves and be prepared to pay $16.95 for these things. Although I'd highly recommend it. Don't go make your own bubble wrap gloves. Not unless you want third-degree burns. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. You can find our podcast, blog, reviews. It's all over there. Go check it out right now. Also, check us out on Facebook and Instagram, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And don't forget about our BTN community at our Slack room. You can find it by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Friday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you Thursday is going nice and smooth for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.